Right now, though, as we've been talking about all, I was going to say all morning, not only all morning, even all of last week, the Chrysalis Care Toy Drive, where we've been doing it. We did this last year as well.
We did.
Oh, I don't think her mic is on. Let's first of all, let's welcome Adria.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
From the Chrysalis Center.
Yes. Happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. I know we were supposed to do this a week ago, but then we had the storm, right?
Correct. So we rescheduled it, and it's a beautiful day outside.
It is. It is. It's actually not, it's balmy for...
It's balmy for winter in Connecticut.
Yeah, exactly. First day of winter, nonetheless. Tell us about the Chrysalis Center first, before we get into the toy drive.
Sure.
People want to know, because there's toy drives here, there, everywhere, but this is something really, really special.
Right. So, Chrysalis Center, so first of all, thank you so much for having us here,
privilege.
And thank you for co-hosting our toy drive with us this year.
Of course.
So, Chrysalis Center is a nonprofit organization that is based in Hartford, Connecticut, but serves individuals and families throughout the state of Connecticut. These are individuals and families who are living in poverty, or coming from homelessness and have a mental illness or struggling with a substance abuse. And so we serve people, they may be homeless or on the brink of homelessness, or they don't have access to fresh food. They may need help with job training. So we provide support services and links to the community so they can live a healthier and live their best life.
Yeah, that's tough. And that seems to be the coincides with our theme. It seems all morning long we had State Representative Whit Betts on earlier, talking about some of our youth and experienced depression for the first time ever. And then we just had a Dr. D'Souza in Wallingford talking about our elders who are experiencing depression and isolation and loneliness for the first time ever. But there are people right now, as you and I speak, that are right on the brink of homelessness because they've been out of work for so long. A lot of these individuals, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is a first time ever that they've been faced with situations that they're presently in.
Absolutely. And as you have read in the newspaper or seen on TV, as you mentioned, the pandemic hurts people.
Sure.
And people that are struggling with a mental illness, the challenge of being isolated, being alone, and not having the wherewithal to even get food,
yeah,
right? So you and I could maybe go on Peapod and get a food delivery. People that are living in poverty and have challenges, they can't do that. So we've been here to be able to serve them through our food pantry, but as you mentioned, it's people that we've never seen before who've either been employed and lost employment or had their hours cut that are now coming to us for help.
Actually, have you noticed an uptick of need this year more than years previous?
We have, actually, and particularly with families that are living at or below the poverty level, where they're just making ends meet, and then a pandemic hits, and their kids are home from school, and they don't have the food to be able to feed them lunch. I mean, everybody's complaining that they don't like wearing masks, but imagine if you, again, are in a challenging situation. So we have approximately 300 children in all of our supportive housing sites and in our Fresh Place food pantry. And having a toy to open up on Christmas morning, something that a lot of people take for granted.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that's what people want to know specifically now. If they come over and give to this toy drive, because we've asked them in the past, give to this toy drive, and they're being inundated left and right, particularly now, the last few days leading up to Christmas. They want to know, most importantly, is this helping a kid local? Or is this going to somebody, some kid out in Wisconsin who, you know, or is, I think they're main, not that kids out in Wisconsin or any other state have any less of a need.
Right.
I want to be clear, but it's different when you know it's neighbor helping neighbor.
Absolutely. And it is. The majority of the children that we help, as I mentioned, are living in one of our supportive housing sites. In Hartford, in Rocky Hill, in Waterbury, in Weathersfield, Newington, all of the towns in Connecticut, we help children. And you could be walking by one of our buildings, you wouldn't even know it. So absolutely, while there is a need worldwide, there is a need across Connecticut, across the country, all of the toys are going to children before Christmas that are living here in our neighborhoods.
All right. So what are you in need most of? If someone was going out today and they're going, all right, I'm listening, and they're listening to this interview and they're saying, you know what, I got to run a few errands and last minute Christmas shopping for my family. I'm going to go pick up some gift, you know, and you want it unwrapped, right? But what are the kids, what are they asking for? What are you most in need of that they can swing by the radio station later today?
I mean, things that any child would like, you know, for the younger children, you know, a toy car or a doll.
Mm-hmm.
basketball,
yeah.
a football, maybe a board game for the older kids, maybe a gift card to like Walmart or Target or something that the older kids might be
sure.
able to use. But honestly, they're just so grateful to have a bed. That when we asked the kids to put a wish list together, they said, I wish that we could stay in this house forever. I wish that my mom could get a job. I wish that we could have food and milk on our table. So we are just so grateful for the community. And if they don't have time to stop and get a gift, they can certainly go on our website and make a donation to help us.
Just listening to you say that, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, no one's going to go out and buy a bed. But collectively, if you pooled money together and somebody wrote a check, or bought an brought over an unwrapped toy, let's just say for $20, mm-hmm. you know, you'll gladly accept that.
Oh, 100%. And not only accept it, but so grateful. And, you know, while it's very hard for people who hug during this pandemic, we are just so grateful. We love when people get engaged and want to know more about who we are and our clients. And anything that people can give from their heart, we're so grateful for.
Okay, so we learned about Chrysalis Center. I know you've been around since like 75, right?
1975. Very good.
Thank you very much. So we learned about the Chrysalis Center, and we learned about the toy drive. We learned about what kind of toys or monetary donation that you would be accepting. Now, let's get to the big stuff here. When, how, what are the methods, what website? Let's talk about where we're located here on Blue Hills Avenue, WDRC, in Bloomfield. How long will you be here for? How long will you be accepting gifts from? Any of these questions.
Yeah, so we're here at WDRC, as you mentioned, 869 Blue Hills Avenue in Bloomfield. We are here today until 3 p.m.
Yeah.
accepting toys and monetary donations. However, if you can't get here today, you can reach out to us. My email address is agiordano, G-I-O-R-D-A-N-O, at chrysaliscenterct.org, or visit our website, chrysalis, C-H-R-Y-S-A-L-I-S, center, ct.org. Go on the donate button. Honestly, collectively, as you mentioned, if everybody, you know, skipped a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts coffee for a week, it truly would help our children and our families.
Yeah, it's that simple. $15 or $20 collectively, not only a bed that these kids are asking for, but even food on their table this holiday
season.
Access
to fresh food is so challenging year-round, particularly for families that live in a neighborhood that they, you know, it's called like a food desert. They don't have these grocery stores. And during these times, it's really hard for elderly, as you mentioned. We serve a lot of veterans, living with a mental illness, to get out to access fresh and nutritious food. So our food pantry during the initial stages of the pandemic served twice as much as we typically do. We were boxing up food and bringing it out to people.
They call it the season of giving, my friends. And listen, you know it as well as I do, folks. It's needed more now than ever. I know that's so cliche to say, but you know it as well as I do. This is a very unique year. Adria, thank you so much for the work that you do for the Chrysalis Center. I mean that. It's great to see you again, and good luck today. Folks, they're going to be here till 3 o'clock. WDRC Blue Hills Avenue in Bloomfield. Just pull in our parking lot. You won't be able to miss. You'll see us all out there. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Gary.
You got it.